Hello, this is John Bidder speaking, the Children's Services Business Communications Manager, and I've made this recording, this is part four, to try and help officers and managers understand the social caste system a little bit better than perhaps they currently do. So in this little section, I want to talk about some specific ways that the social caste tool helps people, groups, to get organised and to make connections. I'm going to give you a couple of examples now. Oh, and it might help if you do actually have the social caste system open in front of you. You will recognise some of the things perhaps that I'm talking about as I come across them. So first I want to talk about profile. Every person in the system has a profile, and it's a very, very important part of the council sphere that people actually do fill information into their profile. Why? Well, the reason is that when a person searches on a topic, let's take the example of drugs or of pregnancy, something like that, you're actually not just looking for things that people have shared on those subjects, but also you're looking for people. And if a person has mentioned either of those two keywords in their profile, maybe in their current projects that they're involved in, if they haven't put those words in, they won't be found. If they have put the words in, they will turn up, and it'll be very quick and easy for you to make contact with somebody who might be a specialist in a particular area. Also in the profile, a couple of basic things. You're able to identify yourself according to department and division. That really helps when we look at the analytics part of the system, and helps me to report to your divisions, to your services, about adoption rates of use within the system. I can tell you, for your division, how people are adopting the system and people's levels of use. But I can only do that if they complete their profiles. One of the easiest ways to join in, first of all, is if you have read a post from somebody and you support that view, the easiest thing you could possibly do is to click the like button underneath it. That doesn't mean you like the person necessarily, but it's a way of saying that you support a particular view, and it helps understand who is on board with certain opinions or perspectives. Second easiest thing you can do probably is comment on what somebody has written. Terribly easy, you just click comment underneath or answer underneath a question or a statement that somebody's published. Next easiest way to make a connection is to do something quite easy, and that is to mention another person's name in the post that you're making. So the little at symbol that you typically see in email addresses, if you put a little at symbol and then the person's username, so in my case that would be John Bidder, all one word, I will get a little email into my inbox the second you hit save or publish within the system, and that alerts me that somebody's mentioned my name in relation to a piece of work or a topic. So people have got organised in terms of groups as well. There are about 14 or so-ish groups at the minute which have been formed. Thankfully, they've not been formed around organisational structures and charts. They've been formed around topics. Anybody can create a group. I've supported anybody who wants to make a group so far, and that's worked really, really well. This is a community space, and it's built on the premise that all of the users are professionals and they are all to be trusted. This is a safe environment, and there are certain levels of conduct which people just demonstrate on a daily basis. And that's a real pleasure to be working in a space of that type. A question you might have on your mind is, well, what can I actually put into this space? Well, actually, you can publish text, you can publish links, you can publish files, a whole range of things, photographs, images. Obviously, because this is not a closed back office system, we do not ever publish any data in here that resides within an internal system. That's where it stays for security and data protection and all the rest of it. Otherwise, we have a fairly open policy. In part five, I'm going to do a fairly short section on the different ways in which you and other colleagues can actually interact with the council sphere space using different devices which you may have, such as mobile phones or other systems such as email. Thank you for listening.